Welcome to Mountain View Church today. A special welcome to all of you who are joining us online. We have a special service today. We're going to be inviting Jenna Lee and her crew. Well, I guess your crew is not coming up, but we have a few of them from Thrive. What do you call it? Thrive Children's Ministry? Is that? Sure, we'll call it Thrive. So what we're doing today is the session decided this year that we, instead of just giving money to things that none of us really know much about, is we would have Mission Sundays. And so this won't be our only one, but we're going to invite different groups in our community because we believe the church is bigger than Mountain View. We believe that it stretches out. And Mountain View is one in particular we're passionate about here at because we've been partnering with them before I came in. The church was, before I came, they had agreed to work with Mountain View and they rented the space downstairs to them. And Mountain View is a ministry that's a nature-based ministry that is working within the community of Wilden and the area around it. It's Glenmore. Wilden's where I live. And we are really appreciative of the ministry they do. So I've found out that COVID has hit us all, and it's hit Mountain View as well. So we, Thrive. Did I say? I'm so glad I've got a polite congregation that won't interrupt. So Thrive is going through it right now with COVID, and we want to bless them this morning. So we're doing this as a special ministry for them as well. This is part of our mission. I'm going to invite Jenna Lee to come up right now. Jenna Lee is the founder, is that correct? And the executive director, I'm guessing. And Jenna Lee is also on our leadership here at Mountain View. And I'm just going to pray for her because she's going to be preaching today. And then we're going to let Becky start us off in worship. And Becky is the manager of Mountain View
North.
Thrive North.
Yes, Mountain View Thrive North, I manage.
Sure. And we also have Mary here who does the upstairs. So it's really great, but Mary's not coming up. So, just joking. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us with this ministry of Thrive, and we pray that you would bless us as we worship you. We thank you for your Son. We thank you that we are able to bring light into this neighborhood because of your grace, that we've been able to highlight the cross and the sacrifice and the life that comes through your creation and your new life through your Son. We pray that your Spirit will fill us now, that you'll be surround us, you'll bless Becky as she sings and generally as she preaches the word to us today. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Cause I I call and you answered, and you came to my rescue, and I wanna be where you are. I call and you answered, and you came to my rescue, and I wanna be where you
summer.
Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. And all I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
That's not a beautiful hymn. If she could only sing, eh? That was beautiful. I have a few announcements I'd like to make. I'm very excited to say that our Alpha is looking like it's going to have 18 to 20 people. And if we're going to have any, is that correct? Okay, wow, that's just fantastic. You don't have to be a young adult, but you have to act like one if you come. So if you'd like to sign up, please contact Jenna Lee, who you'll meet today up front, and let her know. Do you want me to give a contact online? Okay, perfect. So there's a contact online. All right, perfect. Also, the young children who are online, I know there are some. Heather is doing some online stuff, and I believe it's at children. What is it at? I should do my research. Is it Sunday school? Yeah, I know. What, do you guys remember what it is? Anyways, it's on the children on the web page, so if you'd like to get involved in that. I actually don't know what I'm talking about, do I? Sorry? See, it's about the Beatitudes, see? I just start it and you guys finish. It's about the Beatitudes. It's supposed to be really good from what I've heard. And but I'm supposed to give the email, and I'm going to find out the email. I promise. Soon. Also, I'm doing the Bible study the scriptures that I'm going to be preaching on through January through to next year is Revelation. That's where the scary music needs to hit. It's actually a beautiful book. I've been studying it every night this week, and I'm really excited. The book that Janelle has been kind enough to get us at the library, which I'm recommending you read if you want to follow along. It's not an easy book to get into, but if you read this beforehand, it'll help you. It's called Reversed Thunder by Eugene Peterson. If you want to at home, if you have like an iPad or something, you can download it. I checked on Amazon. It's really cheap now because it's been around for a while. So if you can read, and if you want to, here we have how many copies?
Six or seven
here as well in the library if you'd like to share. I know that a lot of you have expressed interest in the Bible study component. This is one where I'm going to tell you guys if you want to get the most of it, you really kind of have to be part of the Bible study. The Sunday mornings, I can only do so much with a text like that. So did we get the email? We're going to put it online. That's what we're going to do. It's on the webpage. Awesome. Then, thank you. Talk to Heather on the webpage. Thanks, Jordan.
Good morning. We have gathered. We've come into the courts of God with praise and thanksgiving. We have praised Him, and we want to bless His holy name. Join with me in prayer. Precious Father God, we do thank you for Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and coming King. I thank you right now that He is sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for His people to the God, our Abba Father. Thank you for this reality. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. You don't change. You don't turn your back. You never sleep. You are our God, and you are faithful. We want to praise you, Lord Jesus, for Janelle's Ramona, who is doing so much better. Lord God, she was so close to leaving this earth, and you, in your redemptive love and healing power, raised her with the health care system that was able to meet her needs even in this time of COVID. We thank you, Lord, and we commit her to you. We want to remember Carrie, who is struggling with recalling the accident every time she falls asleep. Lord, I pray that by your strong right arm, that you would just release her from this and give her peace and rest. Father, we pray for Dale, whose health is failing. Father, who is struggling with pain, who is struggling with a disease that is nasty. We ask, Father God, that you would be close to him, that you would lift him up into your presence and touch him, that you would be with family as they share the caregiving. Thank you, Father, that we can commit him to you. And Lord God, we know that persecution of the Christian church is rampant in China, in India. Lord, we know that it's happening and it's getting worse in Russia. And Father, I heard that one Christian is dying every 11 minutes. So Father God, we just lift up these people to you who are yours, who are called by your name. That Father God, that you would hold them, sustain them, undergird them. And Lord, I pray that when they have to die, Lord God, that you would use this to the honor and glory of their son's name. We also know, Lord, that you have said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then will you hear from heaven and heal their land. Lord God, we lift up the United States. We lift up Canada. Lord, all of these countries need healing. Father, they need your strong right arm to reach down and join hearts. Father, that we would not fight against each other, but together honor you, who is the creator, the sustainer, sovereign God over all. And so, Lord God, we commit all these things to you with thanksgiving, because you are who you said you are, the great I am, and we bless your name. Let's pray the prayer our Father taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Good morning. Our Old Testament reading this morning is two sections of Genesis, so we're going to go back to the beginning. The first is Genesis 1, reading verses 27 to 31. Let's hear God's word. So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God said, see, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit, you shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. And then reading from chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God say, 'You shall not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. Then they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" Our New Testament reading is from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 17 to 21. "So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. You know what's really exciting for me is that sometimes I find public speaking quite nerve-wracking, and you think you have to measure up. But then someone like Emery gets up and butchers the morning announcement. It makes you feel completely comfortable. So I didn't even pay him to do it. That's right. So that's great. This is going to be for an illustration a little bit later on. I'm just going to leave it right here. And so like Emery tried to say, I'm Jenna Lee and I'm from Thrive Kids Canada. And the reason why he kept on saying Mountain View is because Mountain View Church has partnered with Thrive Kids Canada to reach our local community kids. So yes, I'm Jenna Lee from Mountain View Church. And yes, I'm Jenna Lee from Thrive Kids Canada, and we have a partnership ministry, the church, with Thrive, in order to reach kids that Thrive couldn't reach without the church, and the church couldn't reach without Thrive. And so when I come and I speak, and I'm supposed to do a preach, share the word of God, inspire us to the truth of God, as well as give a presentation on what Thrive is, it's a little bit difficult for me sometimes to figure out, now, how am I going to do that? What did I really talk about? God, what do you want to say from the truth of your word this morning? And how do I bring that into what Thrive Kids Canada is really all about? And as I was praying about it this morning, I felt like God was saying, well, why Thrive? Why Thrive? And you know what? The reason why we have Thrive is because I had a burning passion in my heart. Not had, I have a burning passion in my heart for kids to know Jesus. I want them to know that Jesus is their friend. I want them to know that God loves them. It's not about rules and regulations. It's not about being good. It's not about going to church. It's the fact that we have a great, big, amazing God who loves us. And so this morning, for the truth of the Word of God part, I really felt that God wanted us to talk about reconciliation. And that's a really big word. And I don't know if there's many kids watching or listening or if Grace out there, she's pretty smart. She's in middle school, right? So I don't know if she's listening. But the word reconciliation means to be reconnected. Okay? It's to build a new friendship, to reconnect a broken friendship. And as Mike was reading in Genesis, you heard the first part of the story where God created man. He created people in his image. Male and female, he created them to be like him. And he did that because he needed someone to be like him. He needed to have a relationship with someone that he could relate to. I'm a crazy cat lady. Now I've turned to a crazy chicken lady. If you are on my Facebook, you'll see what's going on with the chickens. But you know what? As much as I love cats, and as much as I love my new little chickens, they don't fill a relationship spot for me. I need humans. I need people of my kind to be in relationship with. It's not good enough for God to create all these cool animals and stuff. He couldn't have a relationship with them because they weren't of his kind. So he created man in his image specifically so he could be our friend. And then we saw in the second part of Genesis there, we saw that man wrecked it, right? And we all know the story. They ate from the tree that was forbidden and their eyes were opened. Their eyes were opened to shame. And the interesting thing is they heard God walking in the garden. They recognized that. God had walked in the garden with them before. He had walked and he had talked. And they had been friends. But this time after they had disobeyed and their eyes had been opened, they heard God again walking in the garden. But this time they were ashamed and they hid themselves. And when I work with kids, and not just kids, when I work with adults, whenever I talk to different people, what I see is that as a society, we are hiding from God. We are ashamed. Our relationship with God has been broken. And I'm really passionate about children, and I see it so much in children and in youth when they think, well, I can't be a friend of God because I've done this or I've done that or I'm too bad. But then we know that Jesus came and he died on the cross. And he died on the cross so that we could be reconciled, so we could be reconnected with Jesus. And that is so, so exciting. That reconnection, I have a few verses about. You know, this morning, look at it, I have these great notes. It's all smattered on a piece of paper, or there's writing in between, writing sideways, upside down. This is how I work. And I was like, there's no way that I can preach off of this morning. So I'm going to have to try and make it clearer. So I went hunting in my house this morning for extra paper so that I could write this down to make it more clearer. I couldn't find any paper. You know what I found is I have a whole bunch of notebooks, really beautiful notebooks that are empty. So I took a notebook out. I'm getting to a point here. I took a notebook out and I was going to redo my notes so that they were readable, so that it was a clear message. But my notebooks are so pretty and my handwriting is so ugly that I don't want to mess up my notebook. And I have probably 8 or 10 really cool notebooks from chapters, like really beautiful ones that I buy, and I think, I'm going to write in them, I'm going to journal, and I'm going to sketch, and I'm going to paint in them, and it's going to be so beautiful, and it's going to be my life journey and my talking with God in these beautiful notebooks. And maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years later, I haven't made a mark in them because I'll mess it up because my writing is ugly. Does that make any sense? But now I just have these empty notebooks on my shelf. I couldn't even use it this morning because the notebook was too pretty and my handwriting was too ugly. And I think that that's how we approach God. We feel like maybe we're too ugly for his perfection, and we leave him on the shelf. And I was like, whoa, because really, I was just looking for a piece of paper, but God was like, this is exactly how we treat God. We think that we're not good enough, so we put him on the shelf to save his perfection. But that's so not the case. So I'm going to go through my messy notes, and I'm going to read you guys some of the truth that's so incredible about reconciliation, about that reconnecting of friendship. You guys all know John 3:16. For God so loved the world. You know what? It's not the world. The world in that verse means everyone in it, past, present, future. God so loved you. God so loved you, whether you're sitting here, whether you're at home watching online. God so loved you that he gave his son. And in Romans 5:6, it says, Christ died while we were still sinners. I'm going to read that whole thing for you because it is just really incredible. So it's Romans chapter 5, verse 6. While we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Not for the perfect people, not for those who had it all together. He died for the messy writing to be put into the perfect book. Okay? While we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely would anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person someone might dare to die. But God proves his love for us that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely than now that we have been justified through his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God. He proves his love for us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's incredible. That's messy writing. That's terrible things that we've done. Funny story, terrible things we've done. I'm up here preaching the word of God, right? It doesn't mean I'm perfect. I told Ashley as we were coming in this morning that my beautiful chickens were free-ranging in my backyard this morning, and I was trying to get them into my house because I don't leave them free-ranging in the backyard while I go away from home. I live in the middle of town, and I'm not going to tell you where. Bylaw, you know. So I don't want my chickens running out on the road, right? So I'm trying to catch these chickens and put them back before I get here. And one chicken was obedient and went into the cage just fine. The other one, not so fine. Well, I said to my neighbor who's sitting there having a drag of weed, I'm on my way to church and I have to get this chicken in. So I already said I'm on my way to church, indicating I'm a child of God. And then I chased my chicken around and around and around the tree and through the hedge and around the tree and back around my neighbor and back around the tree and back around my neighbor. As he sits there smoking weed, laughing at me, and I was like, I'm going to be late for church. Another around the tree, around the shrub, through the shrub. I can't get the chicken, and I drop the F-bomb. I was just trying to say, hey, I'm a Christian here. I'm on my way to church. Didn't tell him I was preaching, thank goodness. But I'm not perfect, right? I'm not perfect. But while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He doesn't care that we're not perfect. That's why he died. He wants our imperfection. He wants to be our friend, regardless of the things that we do that are not perfect. He wants imperfect writing in a perfect journal. John 1:12 says, as many have received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. To them who have received him, who have believed on his name, he gave them the power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. It's really easy. We just have to receive the gift of reconciliation, the gift of being reconnected through the cross. We just receive it by believing it. It's really simple. God has already done it. He's given this gift of life. And that's so incredible. He's already done it. And all we have to do to be reconnected with God, to fix that problem from in the garden, is to believe that there's that gift. Let me explain this in a little bit different way. We just have to believe. So like the Bible right down here on the floor that I've placed there, there's something in there. I have a gift in there for someone, and that person just has to believe me enough to come up and open the cover and take their gift. Now, I'm wondering if they're going to believe me enough to be bold enough to come up and open it to get their gift. So Grace, do you believe me enough to come and open the Bible and get your gift from the front? All right, come up then. Belief requires action. If you believe it, you actually do it. So in the front cover, there's something in there for you. I hope I remember to put it there. Okay, what is it? Show everybody. Okay. All right, thank you, Grace. Now, you know what? If she didn't believe me enough to be bold, she wouldn't have come up, would it, if she? She had to believe. And that's all it took was a belief, right? You know, the other thing, though, is that she's been sitting there this whole time. All of you have been sitting there this whole time, and none of you have come up to get the $20. It's been sitting there freely for you to bring, freely for you to get, come and get. It's $20. It's free. Come and get it. But you guys didn't know about it. I had to tell Grace that the $20 was sitting there waiting for her. Otherwise, she would have never been able to receive it. That brings us to the scripture that Mike already read, 2 Corinthians 5:18 to 20. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Everything old has passed away, and see, everything has become new. All of this is from God, who reconciled, who reconnected us to himself through Christ, and has given us the ministry, or the role, of reconciliation. He has given us the role of reconnecting people to God. He has given us the ministry of reconciliation, that is, in Christ, God was reconciling, reconnecting the world to himself, not counting their trespasses and their sins and imperfections against them, but he entrusted them with the message of reconciliation. God entrusts us as his children with the message of reconnecting to God. So I said, hey, Grace, I'm going to connect you with the free gift. I'm telling you about it. Come get, there's $20 here for you. So I was proclaiming this good news to her. And that's exactly what God is calling us as his children. He's calling us to let people know that it's not just for us. Reconciliation, reconnection with God as a friend isn't just for us. It's for everybody. God is calling us to be proclaimers of reconciliation, to proclaim that Jesus wants a friendship with us no matter who we are, what we've done, how many times we swear, whatever happens in the day. God wants a friendship with us, and he wants us to tell others that he wants a friendship with them. And that's what Thrive Kids Canada is all about. That's what really drives me, is to say, guys, God has a free gift for you. Come and get it. Come and get it. At Thrive, we say, get the kids on the train and keep them on the train. What that means is that we want the kids to journey with us so that we can tell them and show them about the free gift. So we say, get them on the train. Well, that's what Thrive is all about. We get kids on a journey with us. It's really hard to get kids to journey with us these days, isn't it? Especially COVID. Everything's shutting down. You can't have access to kids as you could normally have. But even pre-COVID, it's really hard. It's hard to reach kids. But God has given us this way of licensed childcare. So Thrive Kids Canada, we've put together this incredible thing that God has given us to care for people's children every single day of the school week, from kindergarten all the way up until grade 7 or age 12. And we get to be with them every day, and we get to tell them the good news of Jesus. We get to love them the good news of Jesus. We get to show them the connection, the friendship that we have with Jesus that they can also have. That's what Thrive Kids Canada is all about. It's, we're using licensed childcare to share the good news of Jesus, to be reconciled, to be proclaimers of reconciliation. Verse 20, Corinthians 5, verse 20 says, so we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. That's the message at Thrive. That's the message. Be reconciled. Make a friendship with Jesus. Jesus wants a friendship with you. Interesting, because, you know, there's so many ways that we can reach out. There's so many ways that we can be ambassadors of reconciliation, isn't there? Alpha's coming up. That's a way that we can call people to be a friend with God. You're visiting your neighbor. That's a way that you can call people to be a friend of God. You're at work and you're having a conversation. That's a way you can call people to be a friend of God. The interesting thing about reconciliation, though, is that most reconciliation with God, most reconnecting of the heart of a person to their heavenly Father, happens before the age of 14. After the age of 14, we become too wise, just like Adam and Eve. They wanted to be wise. They thought they knew better than God, so they ate of the fruit. As adults, it's way harder for us to just believe that there's $20 lying in a Bible. And so Thrive, our mandate is to reach children while their hearts are still soft, while they still don't think that they're wiser than God. We have a video, a short video. I didn't make this video. This video is made by Compassion. They reach children, mostly in impoverished places. But this video is going to show you and tell you about the hearts of children and how easy it is, how ripe the harvest is to reconcile children's hearts to their Heavenly Father. So this is about a 2-minute video, and then I have a few more words.
There is a window you might like to know about. Not the kind that lets you look at the sky. It's a window that opens up in a window of time. Because over 70% of all decisions for Christ happen during a very precise window, from ages 4 to 14. And those who accept Jesus during this window are more likely to keep the faith. But that's not surprising, is it? Even Jesus said, unless you become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So here's a great question. If 70% of all decisions for Christ happen during the 4 to 14 window, why does the average church focus only 3% of its resources there? Remember when the children came to Jesus? His disciples said, don't bother the teacher. The disciples looked down, but Jesus knelt down and saw open windows, open hearts, open minds in need of his love. And he said, "Let the little children come to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." In fact, God saw the full potential of children over and over in Scripture. Like David, a simple shepherd boy chosen by God to kill a giant. Samuel, a little boy called in the night to be God's prophet. Miriam, who saved her brother Moses so he could save God's people. And Jesus himself, at age 12, revealing great wisdom to the adults in the room. Where the world sees immaturity or foolishness, God sees open windows, tender, trusting hearts, responsive to his leading. But today's children need our help. Around the world, 1 billion kids, half of all living children, suffer physical poverty. Meanwhile, children in developed nations live in spiritual poverty. Only 3% see life from a biblical perspective. But we can bring hope. 4 out of 5 kids still hunger for God, and we can help them find him and awaken the heart of belief that God sees in them. Today, we have an amazing opportunity to bring God's love to millions of open windows, children at home and around the world receptive to the truth. So let's give our very best, where it counts the very most. Let's see children with the same great stature that God does, because the best way to shine light into a dark world is through open windows. Visit 4to14window.com. Win the heart of a child across the street or around the world while the window is still open.
So Thrive Kids Canada is really responding to those open windows. The 414 window is the most unreached people group right now. You guys have probably heard of the 1014 window, the longitude, latitude of the Muslim, mostly Muslim world. There is more children between the ages of 4 and 14 that have not heard the name of Jesus than there are people in that unreached people group region that haven't heard the name of Jesus. So Thrive Kids Canada is here to partner with churches, just like Mountain View, to reach those kids and help them know about Jesus. Thrive Kids Canada, we have Thrive in Enderby, we have a Thrive on Salt Spring Island, and we have Thrive in Kelowna. And in each one of those places, we've partnered with another church to help them reach their local community. They can't do it without us, and we can't do it without them. It's a true partnership. We're not a parachurch. It's a partnership ministry where we help churches to reach their community. We do the hard work. We do licensing. We take care of all the regulations that come along with licensed childcare. And we want to expand. Enderby, Salt Spring, Kelowna, that's not good enough. You know what? Here in this church, you guys are amazing. You guys have opened up the upstairs and the downstairs now. We have 92 spaces available for childcare here. We don't even have enough staff to do all of that. So we have close to 80 kids here every day after school. It's pretty cool. COVID has affected our numbers a little bit. So we have a little bit of room to grow, actually, to get to that 80, but we have the staff for 80. So what are we at? I think we're at 70 at this church, about there. Which is pretty amazing. Those kids come all the time. And you know what? Those are kids that haven't heard the gospel. They haven't heard the good news that there's something waiting for them. And so we've been given that opportunity. We want kids all across Canada to know Jesus, to know who he is. And so we're expanding. We want to hire new positions in order to help with the expansion. We want to strengthen the programs that we already have here. There's needs like new buses. I don't know if you guys have been the ones complaining that the bus blows green smoke over all of Glenmore when we turn it on. Things like that, right? There's a lot of improvements for the programs that we already have, but we also want to expand and grow so that children know. You know what? The other one Christmas, we would take the kids and we would bring them to a place where they can see all of the nativity scenes. So there was nativity scenes, the little manger scene from around the world. And this one boy who was 11, and this is not uncommon anymore, you guys. This boy who was 11, he's looking at all these nativity scenes. Sheep! Sheep! There's sheep everywhere! Sheep, sheep, sheep! Where? Why is all these sheep? Every single one of these has sheep. I said, well, because the shepherds, you know, the shepherds were watching their flocks by night. What's a shepherd? Well, you know, the person who was watching the sheep when the angels, what's an angel? He hadn't heard the Christmas story. Guys, this is a kid from Glenmore. He's 11. He hadn't heard the Christmas story. It used to be that kids knew the stories, but chose to believe them as fact or fairy tale. Now they don't know the stories. So Thrive is even more important. We need to reach the kids. We need to let them know that Jesus wants to be their friend. So this is, I have a little video of what Thrive does, what it looks like on a daily basis, how we get these kids on the train, what's happening. And it's kind of funny because the video clips, so there's a lot of slides in this, but the video clips are literally from last week. Very raw, very real. Very much, I walked into Thrive and I said, you guys have any questions about God? And you'll hear some of those questions on this video. What do you like about working at Thrive? Uh-huh, you guys are on it. They're going to kill me after, but you guys did a great job. But the thing is that this is very real. This is very spontaneous. This isn't staged. This is the ministry that happens in this church and in Enderby and on Salt Spring and that we want to bring across Canada. So enjoy.
Them get excited to see you every day.
I love that I have Jesus freedom to talk to them and comfort them with. Like the other day, for instance, like this little girl was like super upset, so she's sitting with me and I was able to like sing her Jesus Loves Me, which is a song that always made me feel better. So it was just like, yeah, that's what I love the most.
So I'm also Mike from Mountain View and Mike from Thrive Kids Canada. And I think you all know that today is Mission Sunday here, but you may not know that it's also, zoom in, National Philanthropy Day. And at a time, and it says in here, so I'm just quoting out of here, at a time when their services are needed more than ever, Many Canadian charitable organizations are facing a struggle to survive as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to erode everyday lives and disrupt fundraising activities. Today you've learned more about the work of Thrive Kids Canada, thanks to Jenna Lee, where kids learn about Jesus and explore nature through safe, relational, fun-filled out-of-school care. And I think it's amazing when you think about the Christian education program in the church, where we have the kids for an hour a week. At Thrive, they have them for about 15 hours a week. And you can really introduce them and build a relationship with Jesus through that. Thrive has been deemed an essential service by the BC government and has remained open and COVID-free throughout the pandemic. As the volunteer treasurer of Thrive, I can tell you that the pandemic has created additional costs to meet the required safety procedures while reducing child enrollment at some of our centers as parents work from home and seek to minimize the out-of-school contacts of their children. And next month, we'll be opening, I hope I'm allowed to say this, we'll be opening a new center in West Kelowna, which will require some upfront investment. Given the long-time missional partnership between Thrive and Mountain View Church, I'm asking you to consider making a tax-deductible donation to Thrive Kids Canada to help us navigate through this challenging time and to grow bigger and stronger. And I'm pleased to advise that due to the generosity of three members of Mountain View Church, your donations will be matched dollar for dollar up to the first $3,000. So your donation will go twice as far. And I've been told not to let those three people off the hook. You may donate on, well, I think the information's on the slide. You can donate online at thrivekidscanada.ca, or you can mail it in to their head office on Harvey, or you can place a donation in special offering envelopes, which I think were provided today. They're on the table outside. In times of great stress like the present, I believe more than ever that people can be energized by supporting a great cause, which makes positive difference for children physically, socially, and spiritually. This is your opportunity to do so on Mission Sunday and on National Philanthropy Day. Thank you.
As I was sitting and listening to Jen speak, every week when I'm putting together songs and stuff, it's always really interesting for me to just, like, when I'm praying and playing through different songs, trying to just kind of figure out what God's heart is. And as Jen was speaking, I just thought it was really cool because Thrive's mission is to share God's love with these kids. And that's something that I'm hugely passionate about as well. And one of the things which I didn't mention in the video when Jen bombed me with a video halfway up the hallway is it is one of the most humbling experiences to get to spend hours with these kids. And many of them come from broken homes. Many of them don't experience love from their parents, let alone experience the love of God. And getting to just have a little window into being able to share the love and see the complete transformation that happens in these kids is so humbling and is truly beautiful. I think on a daily basis I go home and I'm just astounded by just how easy it is to share God's love with these kids. So yeah, just wanted to tag that on to the donation because all of the donations go to making that possible. And that is something that I would not trade for the world. So yeah. With that being said. Thank you.
singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. For I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me.
Overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love.
Appreciate today's partnership, and I'm going to tell you a personal story that is where they're at right now, because I live in the area, and we've actually got to know a few of these kids. Haley, you know Haley, she becomes friends with everybody, and she made friends with a couple of the kids on our street, and I got to know the parents a little bit, and you could tell there was a hesitancy to church like there is out there. There was obviously something happened. But these kids didn't have that same thing. And Haley said, well, Dad doesn't like being called Pastor Emery. And I hate the labels, Reverend, Pastor, I hate them. So every day for a while, this little girl would knock on my window while I'd be working here. And I'd open up and she'd go, Pastor Emery, and she'd run away laughing. Right? And I would watch her interacting, and I'd watch these people, the staff, work with them. And by the way, I got the opportunity to work with this staff out in the work. We were doing some Bible studies on Thursday, and I'm much more coherent than I am in announcements. I realized I just stick in your zone is what you have to do. And they're just doing a great job. And these little girls, she would come, and sure enough, soon enough, they came to the pumpkin patch with us. And then they, with Mountain View. And now what the older one is coming to youth group once in a while. And this family, though, they're home. So their kids are no longer in Thrive for now. And that takes away from Thrive being able to do their ministry right now. So what we're asking really is to help them get through this hump to this time so that they can do the ministry they're great at, so that I can have little faces at windows saying, Pastor Emery, and running away. All right? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've been so gracious to us through your Son. We thank you for the faith of children, that they, if it truly is for the kingdom of God, is for them. Help us to be children first, to come with you in need and with that open heart. And we pray that you will bless Jenna Lee and the staff. We pray for Ashley and Mary and Becca and all of them, that you would fill them with your Spirit. Help them to know that they're sowing eternal seeds. And remind them that the love they're showing them is leaving a mark. We pray for our partnership at Mountain View, it will continue to grow. That our community will continue to see this church as a place, not a church that is exclusive, but rather a church that is welcoming. We pray that you will fill their coffers, that you will put it on our hearts if it's your call to sow into this kingdom. We thank you that you are so gracious. that you would give us children to bless. In Jesus' name, amen. Now go in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.